Thanks, everybody. In just a minute, Carl sets up shop on the internet, offering used furniture, tickets to sold-out shows, and casual encounters. It's a game we're going to call Carl's List. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Amy, last week we told listeners that the tough economic times were making it hard even for the mafia. Well, this week from Britain, we got a report that another powerful but mysterious figure is suffering, who's just not able to hand out the big bonuses like she used to.
Would it be Her Majesty the Queen?
No, she's still loaded.
Oh, she's still loaded. Okay, bonuses.
She's also rich, but that's another story.
Who is not able?
She's more ruthless than the mafia. She's got it covered. Don't worry about that.
Economy. Is this an icon of England?
Well, it's a sort of international icon. I'll give you a hint. Nowadays, all you find under your pillow is some lint.
The Tooth Fairy?
The Tooth Fairy! A British firm commissioned a survey in which 1,000 parents were asked what their children received from the Tooth Fairy in exchange for a tooth placed under the pillow. The average payment for a tooth has been cut almost in half in the last year or so. 38% of British children get nothing at all as a result of the tough economy. The Tooth Fairy, because of the economic drawdown, was forced to sell her home near Big Rock Candy Mountain, has moved into subsidized fairy housing with Tinkerbell, the fairy godmother, and Elton John. Roy, in this post-9/11 world, security is a big issue everywhere. This week, a certain highly prized classified document was removed from its vault in preparation to move it to an even more secure location surrounded by armed guards. What is this special document?
I happen to know what this is, I think. It's Kentucky Fried Chicken formula, all the spices and things.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
It's Colonel Sanders' secret recipe, 11 herbs and spices. Unfortunately for customers, we're pretty sure the recipe does not include Lipitor, but... The 68-year-old concoction is so precious that only 2 KFC executives have access to it at any one time, and the company doesn't release their names.
Because they're afraid of being attacked by chickens.
Yes. Previously, the recipe was kept in a filing cabinet with 2 locks behind a door with 3 locks inside a vault. Some security experts question the need for an upgrade, considering that most KFC customers couldn't have fit through the door in the first place. So here's what I don't understand. They say, well, this is the secret recipe, and only 2 people know it at any one time. It's like, you know, the missile codes for the launch of nuclear war. Only 2 people, they have to, you know, make it. Only one of them knows half of it, the other one. Mm-hmm. You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
They make 40 million pieces of fried chicken a day with this recipe, and only 2 guys know it. Mm. So what? Are they, like, running around to all the stores and mixing it up and going, here, I got to go over to...
It's 11 secret herbs and spices,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. 7 of them are salt, and the rest of them are pepper.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. The Russians better not get their hands on
all
them.
Right. Paul.
Yes, sir.
As you know, social networking sites like Facebook and MySpace are becoming extremely popular with people of all ages. Well, this week, an announcement was made that a new social networking site would be created, specifically designed for whom?
People who have no social skills.
No. Mm-hmm. You know him?
Yeah. He was sort of right. People who have no social skills.
No, I don't think we're thinking.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if we're thinking the
Never
same
mind.
Thing. Maybe we are.
Oh.
Like in the favorite movie thing, or list your favorite movie, everybody will have a James Bond movie.
This would be undercover people.
Yeah,
people.
Spies.
Spies.
Oh, spies. Ooh. If you're an undercover agent, you'll soon be able to join A-Space, a new social networking site designed especially for people who can't tell anyone anything about themselves. Quote, it's every bit Facebook and YouTube for spies, but it's much, much more, said Michael Wertheimer. He's a spy. Yeah. Not anymore. Only people with high-level security clearance will be able to access the site where members of the CIA and NSA will be able to friend each other, poke each other with fake poisoned umbrella tips, and post highly classified documents on each other's super fun walls.
Yeah. I just took down a third world dictator, LOL.
Exactly. The thing was going fine, then everyone went nuts when Valerie Plame Wilson changed her relationship status to single.
Like, wow!
There are emoticons all have a little patch over one eye.
You could click on my site, but then I'd have to kill you.
Yeah.